You live in the 19th century the way we pretty much do. You heat your place with wood. We heat the entire house, the wood shop, our old shack, which is now a glass studio, and the sauna. We keep 5 wood sheds. 6 if you count the house we bought next door, and yeah, it has a wood stove too. Probably got about 30 cords of wood stored right now, maybe more. When the carbon footprint police come for us, and they will, we'll be the folks in the 10-league boots. We'll plead guilty, no question about it, but maybe the judge and jury will be merciful considering how hard, how incredibly hard it is to heat with wood. Probably they'll throw the book at us, if we still print books anymore, or just beat us with a Kindle. I'm not even going to try to soften your hearts with tales of chainsaw mishaps, massive peavey lifts, endless days of log splitting with an 8-pound maul, wheelbarrow haulings, wood stack, and the endless work of bringing in cordwood. Instead, I'll tell you a tale of the dangers of burning the stuff. Our first sauna was a chicken coop. The missus came out from the tundra of Minnesota in the winter of 77. By spring, we decided we needed an addition. But first, she wanted a sauna. A sauna, I asked, bewildered, not really sure what a sauna was, having never been in one, but she was of Finnish heritage, and by God, by Yemeni, she would have a sauna, yeah, sure, you betcha. Being a dutiful husband, I tried arguing, explained we could better use the resources for an addition, but no, a sauna she wanted, and a sauna she would get, I assured her. Just tell me how the damn thing works so I can build a South End version. You need a building, you need a stove. If you can, you pile some rocks on the stove or pour in water to make steam. You can go out and roll in the snow when you're hot enough, or you can jump in the lake or stream, you know, if you got one. All we had was a hose for a cold water shower. It's simple, really. I cleaned out the chickenless chicken coop and added benches up high, plumbed in our old shack heater, built a change room outside with the hose from the well, and voila, we had a sauna. I admit I was skeptical, but maybe my Scottish ancestors had vacationed in Helsinki back when, because I liked it. I liked it a lot. We started taking sauna once a week. We sweated mightily, and we were purified. It was almost, but not quite, a religion. At the least, an island sweat lodge. I liked it so much that after a few years, I remodeled it, paneled the coop, put in a nice flooring, added a covered change room with a big stained glass window in it. Put another cedar shake roof on both the change room and the building, and added insulated stovepipe for the new stove. My mistake was figuring the insulated stovepipe could have cedar shakes right up to the pipe. So about the first big fire and the roof caught on fire when the pipe was blisteringly hot and right up to the very flammable cedar shakes. I came out to put another load of wood in only to find flames that engulfed the roof and the entire sauna was ablaze. Mrs. wanted to call the VFD, the Volunteer Fire Department, but I said, why bother? They don't call them basement savers for laughs. So instead, I went out and took photos of the conflagration lighting up the night sky. The fact no neighbors called 911 tells you how many neighbors or passing cars we had back then. While I was doing my photojournalism, I noticed the adjacent well house was smoking, its paint blistering off, and I thought, geez, maybe we should have called the VFD. If the well house caught fire, then our water supply was gone too, and the shack was about as close to the well house was to the sauna. I grabbed a hose, the one with the end burnt off and smoking from the change room now engulfed, and for an hour I watered down the well house. In the end, nothing was left but the blackened body of the cast iron stove and a few odds and ends. The missus could only shake her head sadly, probably for the loss of the sauna, not for my idiocy. I figured she was getting used to the idiocy by then. Of course, later I'll have to tell you the tale of the chimney fire.